Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, that's a good-looking ballpark.
Thank you.
Wow.
Maui's in, Pat.
I think.
That's better-looking than a major league field.
Mm-hmm.
Towel ball, baby.
Wow. I think on this weekend when we could disembowel the Twins and make fun of the Lynx and other things, we should talk a little golf first, don't you think?
Yes.
You and I were both watching golf yesterday afternoon while other events were taking place.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite the playoff between Zalatoris and this Straka guy who apparently won a tournament and then missed 8 straight cuts. Isn't that what they told us?
6 straight.
6 straight cuts.
Yep.
And that Zalatoris had won more money in a year without a win than anybody in PGA Tour history.
Right.
But he can hit at some funny places at times, can't he?
Yes.
I mean, all of a sudden his driver, he tried to hit the one out of bounds at the
end
there.
That was the second playoff hole.
No, I thought, I didn't think that, was that a playoff hole?
Yeah.
Was that a playoff hole?
Second playoff hole, Zalatoris hits it way right, almost out of bounds.
Hit a tree and fell down, otherwise it would.
And Sepka hits it left enough to be flirting with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides he doesn't like his stance. He could have advanced the ball down the fairway, but he decides
he came
no.
out and hit it about 4 feet, right?
And he hits it on. Yeah. Then they advance. They get past that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Now they go to the third playoff hole,
which they go back to 11, which is a par three.
Par three.
Yeah.
And what did Sepka do? Hit in the water.
But first, Zalatoris hit it on top of the stone wall,
next
to the water, and the ball was just how the ball stayed up there was miraculous.
Lodged between the stones and the grass.
Yes, and these aren't stony stones. These are big. Big stones,
well, like you build flagstones.
Like you build a wall with, and it was just sitting there, and it only took him about 12 minutes to decide that he was going to go back and drop it, go back to the drop area, and then he hit it in there tight, and
so they both were hitting their third from the drop area.
Mm-hmm. And Straka,
right?
Yeah, but Straka, how Straka could not hit it on the green after seeing where that guy hit his shot. Hit it over there left as far as you can. Bring it back. Have a 60-foot putt, you know. But anyway, it was fun. It was fun.
It was really fun.
They had a big rowdy crowd in Memphis, too, and it didn't look ungodly steamy
which I thought it would not be.
I remember the Lumpster being in contention there once or one, and Lumpster's got a... You know, he's got a big frame there.
Yeah.
I remember him playing down there one down there. By the time he got to the first tee after warming up, it looked like somebody came up and sprayed him with a hose for about 20 minutes, and he had to play all day in that heat. It's amazing. Big, chubby guy, and he always played best in the heat. You know, he won the Honda, but that was in the winter.
That might not have been terrible.
It wasn't that, but he had some good tournament runs in the Do you know that his son, Carson III, won the qualifying here for the U.S. Amateur, and he's in the U.S. Amateur, fourth generation of Herons.
Really?
His great-grandpa—
Isn't that coming up this week?
Probably, yeah. His great-grandpa, Lee Carson Heron, was a really good player, and he made the U.S. Amateur. And then his dad, Carson, who's still around. I'm having lunch with him Thursday. And, you know, really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in, I think, 3 U.S. amateurs, and then Timmy was in it.
Carson in his name?
I don't think he does. I'm not sure, though.
What's the kid's name?
Carson something in the middle. The kid's Carson. But the kid is about 6'4" and weighs 210, baby. He's a flat-bellied 6'4".
Yeah.
He don't look like daddy.
No.
But he plays in New Mexico, the same place Timmy did. And he had a good freshman year down there. But see how he does in the U.S.
How many now advance to the next FedEx playoff? 70?
70, yes.
And so then of the 125, 30, and 55 are done.
55 were done, yeah. And what was it, last year or the year before? Because remember, they used to have three, 125, 100, and 70.
Yeah.
And then they said, it's silly to, you know, with all the other stuff.
Are we going from 70 to 30?
Yeah, but now they go 125, 70, 30.
30 in Atlanta.
I think they had a lot of people no-showing in one of the first two events when they had 125 and 100, so they just went. But Memphis got this event, FedEx, basically to keep FedEx.
Mm-hmm. That's where
happy.
They're based.
Yeah, they kept. This was done to. FedEx had to renew their contract for the FedEx Cup, and they were balking a little bit. And as a bonus, they threw them that the big event would be in Memphis.
Well, wasn't it the St. Jude tournament? Isn't that part of it?
Yeah, and they still, you know, St. Jude Hospital still makes the money off the thing. So.
Okay,
and
now they go to Wilmington, Delaware?
That's the BMW, which is now played all over the place.
Right.
Used to be that. The BMW was the old Western Open. It was played in Chicago and Indiana, Crooked Stick, and places like that. But I think it was a good idea to eliminate one of the playoff things. So.
I didn't see this. You told me Scheffler walked in Cam Smith's putting line.
It's all over the internets.
Nifty.
Yeah, Cam Smith's looking up a putt, and Scheffler, because Cam Smith is taken off after the FedEx Cup to go to sign with Liv. He's already signed, apparently, but hasn't announced it. And he wants to get the $18 million for first or something if you win the FedEx Cup. And yeah, he walked. He was playing with him. He walked in front of his putting line.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And, wow.
And he's about Scheffler's about 6'3". And
yeah, what's Smith going to do about it?
Yeah, he's going to be offended.
Is that what's going to happen though with a lot of these guys that are?
Well, they're only going to play unless they win their lawsuit, which I don't think they will. They're suing them for antitrust or something for throwing them out of the PGA. But unless they win, they're not. The only time they're going to be playing together is
majors.
And what's going to be interesting is when they start falling out of the points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the world golf rankings don't include them, which they shouldn't, because they're only playing 54 holes, and they're playing them without a cut. And they're only playing with 48-person fields, so they shouldn't include them. When they start falling off, they're going to, unless you got the lifetime exemption or something, it'll be interesting to see what the Masters does.
Yeah.
If they keep inviting, Dustin won one, right?
Didn't he? Yeah, he's a champion. Yeah. Reed's a champion.
Yeah, the champions will come back. There's no doubt about
Sergio's
it.
Sergio's a champion.
Yep.
Who else?
I'll look it up.
It is amazing the way the Euros jumped at that money, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Euros, the Ryder Cup team for the Euros is going to, they're probably going to have.
Cameron Smith could have owned the PGA.
Yeah, he's gone. I think a lot of them think that they'll collect the money for 2 years. And
Bubba Watson.
Watson's
but
a Masters.
It's time for Bubba to go, yeah. But you're right, yeah, he's a former.
Did he go to Liv?
Yeah, he went to Liv. I don't think he's played yet, but he's announced that he's going. He should go, though. He can't play anymore. So, he's, 45 maybe?
Yeah.
45. So.
I'm just looking through the story. Adam Scott, didn't he?
He's not a master.
I thought he won in, 13, didn't he?
Yeah, but he hasn't gone yet.
He's not a Liv guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He hasn't gone to Liv yet. So.
Did Adam Scott become the first Australian to win the Masters?
Yeah. Yes, I believe. Yes, that is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he long putting then when he won it? Was he already long putting?
I don't know. He still is though.
He was going to be the. Yeah,
I thought that was outlawed.
It was, but you can't put it against your body. So,
Joe, did you mention Patrick Reed already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think all of his mates are going to miss him.
No,
it's too bad because he gets to keep going to the Masters so he can ignore mom and dad who live like three blocks away.
Right. Right.
what a beauty he must be, man. He wins the Masters basically in his hometown and where he played college golf and won't talk to mom and dad.
We forgot to mention Phil.
Phil can't break an egg anymore. God almighty, he's terrible.
I've never heard that before for golf.
I think he's gone goofy.
Well, he's been goofy. It's more manifested.
Yeah, it is. I think between his gambling and his need for adoration, mm-hmm. and he's all of a sudden he's lost that. He's been, for some reason, the public cheered mightily for him for 35 years, mm-hmm. and he's lost that.
Is it because
that,
he was the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs forever? He didn't.
Well, that could have been. But he won a PGA event at night. When he was a 19-year-old amateur, I think he's the last one to win who was an amateur. And he was always swashbuckling Phil, who would take any shot he wanted. And the public didn't, and he'd smile and give everybody the automatic thumbs up thing. But, they didn't realize he was a jackass. And now it's coming out because he's more. Plus, he had the two little girls that were, little girls running out
on the field,
running out there and congratulating him, even though I think he was using new ones some of the years because they never got any bigger. They were always
always the same age.
They were always like 5 and 3. A new collection of little blondes.
Right. I didn't see 30 seconds of the Vikings game.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
you didn't have Viking fever yesterday?
No.
Viking fever. No.
I was in the car though, and I turned on the radio briefly to see what the score was. And the fawning over the new attitude about the Vikings immediately
What's the new attitude?
Oh, they just all love each other. They're playing pranks in the locker room.
It's just
a completely different atmosphere. Sure. That's without evil old Zim there. And we have these new hip guys and how great they are in the room. They got, see, the NHL's got a room, right?
Right.
The NFL has rooms.
Oh.
You have the quarterback room. You have the offensive line room.
Defensive room.
I heard somebody ask him on the radio the other day, how are the rooms different?
Oh, boy.
How are the rooms different?
Got to have different rooms.
Different rooms, So.
What was the line from the one hockey player about the Pope? They got him in his own room.
That was in. that was on the island, the North Stars in Islanders, and the Pope, the Deuce, got shot. And
mm-hmm.
I think it was Kurt Giles who watched it on TV and said, Jesus, they got him in his own room. He was shot in Rome.
The room. Yeah,
got him in his own room.
Kurt Giles, that's funny.
Still the coach of the Edina. I think he's still the Edina coach. Did he step down?
Maybe he did.
He won two, three state titles, didn't he?
That's not good enough for the Edinas, man.
Yeah, I think they liked him, yeah.
Pat, what's going to happen to your twins?
Joe, they're going to finish under 500 in third place.
That's my fear.
Yes, they're a left-handed pitcher. Do you have any left-handed pitchers down there in Faribault?
Egan Bondy. He just got drafted by the Bulldogs.
Egan Bondy would stick it to this club. They wouldn't have a chance. They can't hit a left-handed. I didn't realize Kyle Garlick was the MVP of this team. They don't have him. They're horrible against left-handed pitching. But the stupidity displayed on... You weren't watching Saturday night, were you?
I saw most of it.
Ninth inning.
Oh, God.
I didn't make it.
Jorge Lopez, our new closer, right? Good stuff. Throws 97 sinker. You go in there, he strikes a guy out, then they get a little bloop hit. And now they got Max Stassi up, their catcher.
Who's hitting about a buck 80.
You get ahead of him 0-2, and you end up throwing him breaking balls and walking him. And it was the stupidest pitch selection I've ever seen. I don't know if it's Sanchez. I don't know if it's their scouting report. They had a big conference out there among, Correa, I guess, was in on the other conference. And then the lefty hitter comes up. He's terrible. He had four hits all year. The guy that hit it down the left field line, and Gordon dives at it and almost turns it into an inside the park home run. But it was just, it was the worst loss of the year, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because you had a team that was completely indifferent.
Mm-hmm. Now they're
with
interested.
The bottom of their order. Right. With the bottom of their order, and you're bleeping around with them. Mm-hmm. Go after them.
Mm-hmm. That bat, is it Stassi or Stassi, whatever you call it? Yeah. I was screaming at my television. Yes. Throw it over the plate.
Yeah, they're throwing him. They walked him on a changeup.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Told you this last
You did.
Week.
You did call this.
You get all these guys on 0-2 counts, and then we got to start being fiddly.
Yes, fiddly's a good word for it.
Don't be fiddly.
No. Get them. Strike them out now. God almighty. Yeah, it's and so I did a little tirade about this not long ago. Dylan Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
They have this stat that when he faces hitters for the third time, they beat him. So
they figured him out.
He gave up two hits and five innings, and then they have to hook him because mm-hmm. it's the third time. That theory might work if it's Houston or the Mighty Whiteys or
Kansas
anybody.
City in 2015.
But these are the bleeping Angels. They suck. Send him back out there. Tell mm-hmm. him to walk Ohtani and go after the rest of them. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then you blow out your whole bullpen. And when you get to extra innings, you got to send out long ball Emilio and lose the game.
Yep.
God, they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I have announced that.
See you in Fort Myers?
Forget that.
Oh.
62 years. You and I, Joe, we've seen a lot of crummy baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew they were crummy.
Right.
We knew they were bad.
They weren't supposed to be good.
They were bad because they were bad.
Right.
I hate this team more than any team in 62 years.
Wow.
I hate them. They so stupid. They don't use logic. They decide at 2:00 in the afternoon how many innings they're going to let a guy pitch.
They are stupid.
They're stupid.
Well, is it Rocco's stupid then?
No, Rocco's got 12 guys in there with their iPads telling him what he should do.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
You know, I think Wes Johnson went down to LSU just to get away from it. I think there are too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what it is, but
now they're home virtually the rest of this month.
Yes, yeah.
I do love, by the way.
I mean, this either happens now or it's not happening.
That's unfortunate.
I do love that a breaking news item surfaced over the weekend where Carlos Correa is going to opt out of his contract. Thanks.
You know, John Heyman, who's a really good reporter and breaks a lot of stuff, decided to make that
a story.
A story, which it.
We all knew that.
Yes, yes. They basically announced it when they signed him. And guess what? The way he's playing for $36 million, they want him to opt out.
They want him to opt
out. Right, he's not playing that well.
He's not. You know what? He could give you a little harder run to first base sometimes.
Yeah?
He hits that three-hopper to shortstop that he knows he's going to be out on.
He likes to Cadillac that one.
Yeah, he doesn't exactly bust his ass down there. It's mm-hmm. not exactly puck, that's for sure. But anyhow. Hey, let me mention it. We did an ad for it on Garage Logic. This weekend, BIR, this is it. Did you ever go to the drag races?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, loud, aren't they?
Very loud.
Very fast.
Smell burning rubber.
Yeah, you do. And It's they keep coming one after another. I told you the story about the time we Katie lined up Yates to race in the Katie and I went up there with Yates and his Kevin Berger when they were happily married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we went up on Friday. He got fired on Thursday at the station here, which appealingly immediately put a little pal over the weekend.
It could, yeah.
Put a little pal over the weekend.
How are things?
I think it's Paul.
Kind of Paul, pal. Yeah, it wasn't palsy. Paul over the weekend. Right. Yes, Paul over the weekend.
Hey.
And so on Saturday, I went out early because I was covering it. And,
right.
And they had a pass to get in. And Katie had been in with me a couple of days earlier and directed them to go through here, and he kept advancing with the passes, and pretty soon he's lined up like fourth to take off for them. he's pretty soon they're ready to race, you know.
You know what?
Which put him in an even worse mood
than he had been already.
Yeah.
To hell with the Twins, let's talk town ball, shall we?
Let's.
Billy Nelson's on the phone.
The tournament's this weekend.
Starts Friday, baby.
The Dundas Dukes, Billy Nelson. Billy, when is the MVP dinner?
The MVP dinner, Thursday night, August 18th, at the Faribault American Legion.
Wow. And how many now tournament MVPs, all classes from when to when?
Tournament MVPs, all classes from the last year all the way back to the latest. Longest to go one was 1950 at Piacentini from Fergus Falls.
Wow, that was one class days, right?
Exactly. When I told him that he was the longest to go guy that I could find, he said, "They're all dead."
That probably explains it. I was looking back at, I wrote a piece for the program there, and I was looking back at the 2A, you know, when the fast town ball that was played after the war. And Fergus Falls was the one knocking off the Southern mini teams. Fergus Falls was a powerhouse, right?
Exactly. He said that, you know, he said we weren't favored by any means. We had to play Austin in the finals, and they had Moose Scourin.
Yes.
And he tracked down Moose years later in Comiskey Park and pulled him over and said, "Hey, you remember me from that tournament?" And Moose says, "Yeah, you weren't the best player in that tournament. I was."
It was probably hard to argue since Moose made a few All-Star teams and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But, of course, MVPs have a tendency to be associated with the winning team.
Winning team, yeah, that tends to.
Exactly. How many Dukes have been MVPs?
We've had five Dundas guys. It started with Lou Olson in 1982. He hit, 36 home runs in 42 games.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Scotty Nelson, and he was 1988. And then we won back-to-back in 98 and 99. It was Aaron Erickson. He was the one that traveled from
California. Oh, yeah, that kid. Yeah, I did a column on that kid. That was great.
Yeah. He
commuted on weekends?
This guy worked. Was it Wells Fargo he worked for?
No, he worked for, Anderson Consulting, I think.
Yes, but they transferred him to L.A. So yep. He would fly home. He would, work his arse off for 4 days there, Monday through Thursday, get on a red-eye Thursday night, come back Friday and play for the Dukes, and get on a red-eye, get on the latest possible flight Sunday and fly back, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was. How many years did he do that? Just the one?
Well, that was just the one from California. But the year before, he was in Milwaukee, and that worked out a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. He could drive
Wisconsin. Yeah. 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 Well, he could fly too, because they'd fly him every week. You know, those companies would fly you home at least one weekend. I think maybe every weekend. I'm not sure how it went, but he didn't seem to have any problem getting here.
And then who else? What other MVP?
In 99, it was Bryce Plescourt.
Okay.
And he's a local Northfield guy, and he hit a bunch of home runs. And
yeah, he hit a couple off me that summer. That was a lot of fun, Billy. Thanks for that memory.
At Hamburg, they had that sign up. You hit this sign, you can fly anywhere in the U.S. via Sun Country or something like that. And we were playing Beesville. He hit one off of that. So that was fun.
Did they fly him? Were they telling the truth? Did they give him the flight?
Well, they gave him the flights, but he never went. He told me.
This is like the champions' dinner at the Masters.
Yeah, right.
And then in 2015, it was Tyler Jones.
Okay.
And he's a Farmington kid that he and his twin brother have been playing with us for about 15 years.
So how many total MVPs showing up?
I've got a couple representatives for people that have passed away, but otherwise there's 68 total.
Wow, that'll be fun.
That say they're coming. A couple have canceled in the last week. Uh-huh. They just say they have two butts, but otherwise it's going to be a very good representation of the MVP.
So I got to share a quick story.
Let me first ask, some people from around the various places in the country?
Even Bobby Kelly's coming from Oakland, California.
Okay.
And, I mean, some people say that they thought he was the best shortstop they've ever seen. Prior Lake guy, you know.
Yes, right.
And,
when you guys all you threw our Prior Lakes out, honest Prior Lake Jays that we were, you threw us out after three straight titles.
Don't give me that you guys threw them out. I didn't throw anybody out.
Okay, all
so
right.
I got to share a quick story. Billy approached me and Charlie a while back about doing this, and I thought it was a fantastic idea. So Billy reaches out and says, hey, Reeves, I got Jimmy Eisenreich coming. Is it okay if we get him a hotel room? Because he's driving up from Kansas City. And I said, yeah, I can take care of that.
Izzy's coming, huh? Fantastic. What?
Yeah,
he's
coming, and so is Steinbach. And guys like Jerry Wickman, you know. I just wish Botten would have been an MVP because – He'd be a story right there himself.
Hey, Izzy, what did Izzy win it the same year that he had to leave the Twins early in that year? Then 84.
It was 1983. I think it might have been that.
I think he left early that year and went up to St. Cloud, and they reinstated him. And he hit 900 or something. I mean, nobody could get him out. It was amazing. It was amazing when he was having his problems. That little second that it takes to calm down, he could still hit, even though he was having all the problems with
the
threats.
How is he now?
Great.
Yeah. He's, on the write-up that I have, and you can see them all on our website, but on the write-up, he was telling me, he said, back then, if I said three words in a month, it'd be a lot. He said, I can't stop talking.
Yeah.
He's making up.
Well, I think those Phillies changed his life when they started calling him Dahmer. That was his nickname. They thought they kind of loosened him up without telling him. Thought he looked like Jeffrey Dahmer. So they, hey, Dahmer, come on over here.
It was worse in Boston. Remember what they yelled at him in Boston?
Oh, everything.
Hey, Jimmy, you nervous?
They were terrible. Yeah. They were missing Driscoll, though, man. That was ill-timed.
Well, I had at least five people ask me if Joe Driscoll would be there.
They hadn't seen it.
I didn't get a hold of him in time to interview him. I had called him a couple months before, but he just wasn't in any shape to talk. So I had to, for his, I wrote up my memories of him, and I actually quoted the column, one of your columns from, I think it was 2001, when Nancy said, how could anyone spend 15 minutes with this guy? but then she says he grows on you.
He
grew on all of us.
Yeah, he did grow on all of us.
I heard a great Driscoll story. This would have been 2 weeks ago, you guys. And you guys know Mike Nagel, state board member.
Yes,
he runs the Bird Island
town
baseball team. And so they had a meeting in Faribault, and he said, I remember playing as a kid, because I think he and Joe are around the same age. He says, I remember playing as a young kid with Bird Island, and I got to meet the Arlington guys, because they had either were playing in a region or something together. And he was with a group of the Arlington guys, and he said, man, I hear about this Driscoll. Apparently, he's the greatest player in the league. And the guy sitting next to him was, nah, he's terrible. He's washed up. He's no good. And went on and on and kept saying that for about 10 minutes. And he got up, and Mike Nagel asked the group, well, who was it? Well, that was Joe Driscoll.
Yeah, he was, what a beauty. So, I missed the funeral. Didn't your wife say she saw more ex-great baseball players than she'd ever seen in her life?
She said, I've never seen so many old ball players in my life.
At Joe's funeral, yeah.
There were a lot of people there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to kick things off around 6 o'clock, right, Billy, for the event on Thursday night?
Yep, that's what we're looking for, people to start checking in, and hopefully we'll have a meal about 6:45, and Eisenreich will give 10 minutes, and I think Steiny will talk for about 10 minutes, and And I know you'll talk for an hour and a half.
Are you there, Reeves?
I'm the MC for the, for the festivities on Thursday night. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if you want ticket information, I'll provide it in the sports talk.
I might have to come down and see Izzy Thursday.
Oh, good. Now I got a driver.
I haven't
this
seen
is even
him
better.
For years. Yeah, well, I don't know if I can make that detour through Jordan on my way home, for God's sakes. So, hey, well, that's going to be fun, Billy. Hey, and the Dukes, did the Dukes make the tournament?
The Dukes made the tournament. They were the fourth seed and played New Market, and they beat New Market on a walk-off the first game at Dundas because New Market doesn't have lights. And the second game, they went to New Market on Sunday afternoon, and I would say the New Market right field fence is about 280.
That's Louis, being kind.
Louis would have loved New Market. He could have dropped it over there all day long. But anyway, yeah, they got beat up a little there. And then they went to, who's the?
St. Patrick. Yep.
Yeah, and that was a great, nice field and great lighting from what I heard. And I had to be up, I was up north that week. But they ended up beating them 8-3 there, so they were in as a three seed.
And
they're going to play Egan the first game on Sunday afternoon at 4:30.
And just think how humiliated you'd be if you were one of the hosts and your team got eliminated by the Webster Sox.
God, I knew he was going to bring this up.
The Webster Sox, not that long ago, lost 51 in a row in their league, but. They took down the Lakers.
Are there any teams from the Iron Range area?
Oh, yeah. Marble is a longtime powerhouse. Yep. Are they still a powerhouse?
So this is statewide.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very foreign world to me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's...
We got a lot of town baseball fans that listen to this show in Garage Logic, though. I run into them all the time.
All right. Hey, Billy, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Billy.
I might see you Thursday.
That'll be good. Come on down.
All right. See you.
See you, Billy. Right. He has done... an amazing job with this, tracking down all these guys over the past, 12 months.
They got a guy from 1950.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 72 years ago.
Everybody's daddy.
I am going to, this is the 60th anniversary of Gene Hansen. Remember that name? Golfer, great golfer.
Yeah.
Great local golfer. This is the 100th anniversary of the Minnesota Publix coming up here.
Okay.
And 2 years in a row, 61 and 62, he won the state amateur, the state open, and the Publix 60 years ago. And in one of those years, they used to play 36 holes in the quarterfinals. They were crazy back then. He played like 219 holes in a week or something. But one of the guys he beat in like 38 holes in the quarters on his way was Teddy Stark, who's a member at Edina. Mm-hmm. And Teddy's in his early 90s. He's been a member at Edina since he was an infant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have lunch with Teddy and a couple other guys on Thursday and try to do a thing on the 100th anniversary of the Publix and stuff like that.
You just said you're having lunch with somebody else on a Thursday.
Yes, he's coming to the golf also.
Who?
Who did we name just now?
No, you said earlier in the show you were having lunch with somebody on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Must be a golfing guy.
Wongy's got a golfing thing going on, so I can have lunch with Teddy. So.
Okay. He's going to have two lunches.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're all going to be at the same location.
Ah, I see.
And Wong's picking up the tab whether he knows it or not.
Well, there you go.
He works at Edina,
okay.
In his retirement.
Is he a starter?
Was a starter. I think now he helps out in the, in the pro shop or something. He's just there to agitate, which is one
absolutely.
Of his absolute strengths.
Yeah. So, really good. Such, I'm looking at my volunteer list for the week, and you want a Saturday shift?
Saturday.
Flipping burgers at Bellfield in Faribault Bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get you behind the grill.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hell of a chef.
I don't know. It's all about the food, the state tournament. It's if you got some special treat, then I usually make two appearances.
By the way, guess where I was Saturday?
Pocarnes.
Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Yeah. Watching the region, I think it was Jordan, Region 6C final between the Jordan Brewers and the Gaylord, what's their nickname?
Islanders.
Islanders, thank you. They ran out of pork burgers.
Really?
I said, hey, where's my pork burger? And he said, no, you work with Suchere. I am not giving you a pork burger.
Really?
You got me denied a pork burger at Belle Plaine. Thanks
a
lot.
What did I do? I don't even know who you're talking about.
Well, I think he's a Trump guy. He must have ripped him or something. I'm kidding.
Even the Trump guys have got to be a little rattled this week.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, that's
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. So I'm looking forward to this weekend.
And I'll be in charge of driving Judd down there.
Yeah, so, you're gonna have to get him down there.
Judd loves a, what are you charging for a beer? $3? $4?
I think we're charging four, if I'm not mistaken.
Judd likes those $4 can of beers down there.
But we'll get you a deal. If you buy the 6-pack, we'll get you a deal.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's true. All right, are we good?
We're good.
We covered golf. We covered baseball. We badmouthed the Twins.
Yep.
And that's about it.
And we spent an extensive amount of Viking coverage because none of us watched the game.
Yes, that's true. We missed that, though. But what the hell. You know, they got a couple more of these before it counts.
That's right.
The Bears looked really good, by the way. I think the Bears are going to be damn good.
NFC champs.
Yeah, maybe. All right. See you.